So it's a bedtime story for Ella, and fair to say, Dad is a bit, that's me is by the way, a bit tired. Do I look tired?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Jeepers. Better get a new pair of eyes and a new nose when I'm in the shop buying wood tomorrow.
A new mouth.
I kind of like the mouth I have. I might get a new pair of knees, and my toes look a bit funny, so I might get new toes as well.
A new ear.
Yeah. I wonder, I don't know how well I'd be able to hear with wooden ears. People come up and they'll knock on my ears, they'll go like that. I go, hello, is there somebody there? And they'll be just knocking on my ears. I could paint them different colours. Ooh, that'd be good. Anyhow, good night.
Good night.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you more.
I love you the most.
I love you most.
Right. So this is the continuation of the stories from Favourite Irish Legends, Best Love Tales from Ireland. And the book is, of course, published by Gillan Macmillan. You know that at this stage of the game. Excuse me. And like I said, a little bit tired, so if I yawn part way through, you'll have to excuse Daddy, me. Yes, Rabbit.
You make me yawn.
I made you yawn. Well, don't make me yawn. Don't. Okay. Okay. Hey, no goofing now. Okay. This is happy time, sleeping time. So the King with Donkey's Ears is this story. And it goes as such. One day, now of course you knew I was going to say that. One day a messenger called at the home of a poor widow. I've been sent by the king to bring you this message. Your son is to come meet the king tomorrow morning. The king has a very special job for him, he said. The poor woman was very worried. Her son was a barber, and once a year the king summoned a barber to cut his hair. The strange thing was that... Oh, excuse me. Ecumenical matter. Her son was a barber, and once a year the king summoned a barber to cut his hair. The strange thing was that no barber had ever returned home after his visit to the king. No one knew that the king had a terrible secret. You see, he had a very strange ears, and to hide them, he had to have his hair cut in a very special way. In fact, his ears were just like the ears of a donkey. Every barber who had ever cut the king's hair had been put to death immediately, so that he could never reveal the king's dreadful secret. The woman was so worried about her son that she made her way to see the king. My son is all that I have in the world, she cried. One moment, please. Hey. Teddy for a cuddle or Teddy under the blanket? Goofing time over. Sleeping now, all right? Right, night, night.
Night, night.
We love you more.
Love you more.
Son, although you cried. Right, Grant. Please do not kill my son. If he dies, I will have no one to care for me. The king listened to the old woman's pleas and felt so sorry for her. He sat thinking for a while and finally he spoke. I will agree to spare his life on one condition, he replied. Your son must faithfully promise never to tell any living person about anything he sees whilst he is in my castle. If he makes this pledge, his life will be spared. Lord. Next day, the son arrived to cut the king's hair. Imagine his surprise when he saw the king's ears. However, he was a clever boy, and he knew his life depended on keeping the secret, so he said nothing. As time passed, his mother noticed that her son was unwell. He could not sleep nor eat. There seemed to be something troubling him, but when she questioned him, he would not answer. She decided to send for a druid. I cannot help him, the druid said. He knows a terrible secret. He has promised not to tell any living person his secret, but unless he tells it, he will not get better. The wise druid thought for a while. I have the solution to the problem, He must go into the forest and find a tall willow tree that grows beside the stream, said the druid. If he whispers the secret to the leaves, the promise will not be broken because he will not have told any living person. The boy followed the advice of the wise druid, and immediately he felt as if a heavy weight had been lifted from his shoulders. That was not the end of the story, however, surprisingly for this book, says you listening. Some days later, the king's harpist went into the forest to cut some wood for a new harp. He picked a tall willow tree which stood beside the stream and began to chop the wood. Uh-oh, in brackets, we have just entered Coronation Street. Peter Barlow's on his way in and mayhem's gonna go off. Down at the Rovers. Joking. Betty's Hoppa. Something like that. That night, the harpist was called before the king and the other chieftains to entertain them. As he began to pluck the strings of his new harp, a strange music filled the room. The king has donkey's ears. Has donkey's ears, it sang. The dreadful secret was revealed. At first, the king was terrified, but when he saw that no one was afraid of him or laughed at him, he knew that he would never have to hide his donkey's ears again.
Another one.
I might read you another one.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Let's give me five. Right. Good night.